This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-463-9360. Regarding Donald, middle initial R, like Randy, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-F, like Frank, E-R, date of birth 11/15/1961. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Schaefer, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease since April of 2023. He's got no symptoms of chronic kidney disease and is actually feeling quite well today, and his wife accompanied him to the consultation. He does have a long history of coronary artery disease and actually a history of stroke, and he's had a total of 7 cardiac stents placed. He does not like using statins. They cause muscle and joint pains. But his cardiologist, Dr. Pacis, P-A-C-I-S, asked him to restart Lipitor at a low dose. And so he's been doing that. So far, he's feeling all right. No headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations, no wheezing, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema, no claudication, and no neuropathy symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, and a history of myocardial infarction, anxiety with depression, a history of CVA with left facial weakness that has since resolved. He does have obstructive sleep apnea, but he's unable to use his CPAP device due to claustrophobia and degenerative arthritis. Past surgical history, he's had cardiac casts times 7 with stents, 7, and bilateral total knee replacements and tonsillectomy as a child. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. He smoked for 6 years, about a pack a day, and last smoked in 1996. He occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. He is married, and he works part-time as a landlord for multiple apartments. And family history is significant for coronary artery disease, stroke, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, COPD, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, amlodipine 2.5 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Citalopram, 40 milligram daily. That's C-I-T-A-L-O-P-R-A-M. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. Glimepiride, 1 milligram daily. Hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligram twice a day. That's hydralazine, and then hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram once a day, Claritin 10 milligram daily, metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day, metoprolol 50 milligram in the morning and 50 at night, and Lipitor 10 milligrams daily. And he does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height 72 inches, weight 219 pounds, pulse 48 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 170 over 88. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Tonsils are absent, and uvula is midline. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no palpable masses, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a bradycardic regular rate of 48. No murmur rub, no murmurs or rub is noted, are noted. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done October 14th, 2024. Creatinine 1.66 with estimated GFR of 46. Calcium is 9.5. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.4. Carbon dioxide 25. Albumin 4.4. Liver enzymes are normal. Previous creatinine is 5.2, 24, 1.57. GFR 50, 429, 24, creatinine 1.7, GFR 45, 418 of 23, creatinine 1.3, estimated GFR just above 60, 410 of 23, creatinine 1.4, GFR 57. And your analysis was done 5/2/24, a trace of protein negative for blood, and white blood cell 5/2/24, we have a hemoglobin of 13.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. And hemoglobin A1C was done. March 5th, 2024, it was 6.8. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term hypertension and diabetes. We will schedule an ultrasound of the kidneys with post-ovoid bladder and then a renal artery Doppler study. He's going to repeat labs today and then every 3 months thereafter. And we will have a recheck visit with this patient in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.